Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Soul Boost podcast. Our mission is to bring you light and share our experience with you to help you reconnect to your soul through this podcast. And we are your hosts.
Hi, everyone. My name is Basha. I am spiritual counselor, holistic healer, and spiritual life coach.
And my name is Agnieszka. I am a digital creator, curious mind, interested in all aspects of personal development, psychology, spirituality, nutrition, and fitness.
If our message resonates with you, please follow us on Spotify and iTunes.
And now grab a cup of tea and come hang out with us. Hello everyone and welcome to the episode number 9 of Soul Boost Podcast. In this episode, we will be talking about throat chakra, responsible for communication. Good evening, Basha. How are you doing this evening, my dear?
Good evening, Agnieszka. I am doing...
I didn't know it was such a tough question.
No, seriously, I've been really good. Actually, I've been amazing. Yes, I've been amazing.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. And how are you? How are you today? Tell me.
I am doing spectacular. Came back from the nature. I'm all refreshed and ready to roll. Ooh, since I'm seeing your tea right now, may we start with the message from your tea?
Okay, just let me hold it for you so you can read it.
Oh, I guess a lucky day. Okay. What belongs to you shall come to you. So profound. That's a very wise message.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so throat chakra. It is such an interesting chakra. For some reason, it is the chakra that I have been the most interested in up until this point.
And why is that?
When I was younger, I suffered a lot with sore throat. A lot. And I did not realize that the most obvious reason for that was that my throat chakra was blocked. And now that I am learning about all this metaphysical shit, it just became really obvious to me. But I'll let you go ahead. Tell our listeners all about the throat chakra.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Throat chakra. It's the fifth chakra, but the first chakra, which is located in our upper body. So it's related to our spiritual aspects, the spiritual aspects of our life. The exact location is actually in the middle of the throat, but also the location is associated with our jaw, our neck, our shoulders, our thyroid and mouth. Throat chakra is also related to the blue color. And the blue color represents purity, represents faith, loyalty, space, openness. And the symbol of this chakra is basically the circle with 16 petals outside of the circle. So inside of the circle, you have downward pointing triangle. Throat chakra is associated with communication and self-expression. It represents ability to speak and express our truth. So it's about expressing ourselves, basically. So this chakra is all about expressing yourself. It's about connecting to the life purpose. And also, it's about abundance of creativity. The throat chakra is actually very connected with the sacral chakra. And as we spoke about sacral chakra a few episodes ago, sacral chakra is the source. It's like the center of emotions and creativity. That's why there is the connection. Throat chakra also connects you to the spirit because where it's located. And it's like a bridge between our mind and our heart. So the communication goes through the throat chakra. So everything is obviously amazing when our throat chakra is balanced. But you can imagine what's happening when it's a little bit unbalanced or blocked.
I would imagine we have a lot of issues with communication with others, a lot of issues with being misunderstood, probably. And also, they might have issues with expressing themselves, verbalizing what they are trying to say, verbalizing their messages.
Yes, not only this, but they also not telling the truth.
That's another thing. So yes, lying. Mm-hmm.
They scared to speak the truth. They are not able to listen to others also, and they are not able to keep the secrets or to keep the promise. They gossip or they obviously reveal your secrets to other people, even though they swore that they wouldn't.
But at the same time, they might be holding a secret that they shouldn't be holding. Mm-hmm.
As well. When our throat chakra is blocked, we might suffer from throat issues like cough, sore throat, chronic or frequent sore throats. We might also suffer from issues with our gums, some infections in our mouth or mouth ulcers. And also, which is very common, especially when it comes to women, thyroid issues.
And people try to find causes in genetics or whatnot, but usually the main cause is just in the throat chakra being blocked.
That's true. I know something about it because I do suffer. Actually, I haven't checked. I think my thyroid is doing very well at the moment, but I had some issues with my thyroid.
And I had a lot of issues with my throat growing up. And that was, I believe, connected to self-expression, basically. Yeah. So what are some other signs that the throat chakra could be blocked?
It's very common as well that when you are trying to stop your emotions, so when you feel like you're becoming emotional, you're trying to hide your emotions or you're trying to stop the tears and hold them back, you feel this lump in your throat. So you're trying to play cool, but actually inside you're basically crying already, but you know, you're trying to be brave and you're trying to press the emotions and make them stay inside.
So suppressing emotions can also cause for your chakra to be blocked.
Mm.
Interesting.
Definitely. And also, if you will not take care of your throat chakra, you might start suffering from some throat, neck, shoulder pains, chest infections, for example, like upper chest infections, and also headaches. These are like physical symptoms of issues with our throat chakra. Also, a few other symptoms of throat chakra being blocked might be problems with your jaw, like pains in your jaw, problems with your teeth, or some earache as well. So infections around your mouth and throat area and chest area. And also you become very rude, believe or not, you're becoming very rude when you speak to people. Because your throat chakra might become overreactive and you start actually becoming very critical as well. Even small detail can make you angry. You also start speaking negatively about other people and especially about yourself, gossiping or arrogance.
And it is such a vicious circle as well, because all those things that you just mentioned, so gossiping, lying, being rude to other people, all those behaviors, they lower our vibrations. And when our vibrations are lower, our chakras are more likely to become blocked. So it is such a vicious circle. It's so good to be aware of those behaviors so that we can change them. So what can we do to unblock and balance our throat chakra?
There is actually a lot of ways, a lot of simple ways. First thing, quite easy, introduce a lot of blue color into your life. Like start wearing blue clouds.
Look at the sky.
Yes, so a part of blue clouds, looking at the sky or at the water, you can also work with crystals, blue crystals, like lapis lazuli, aquamarine.
Look, I have it on me.
I have it next to me.
Oh, but you have all the crystals. So.
No, I don't.
Stop bragging, Basia. Like, let me have my moment. Let me have my moment.
So I will not show you any of my crystals.
Hey.
I've got one more. No, seriously. So it's amazing that you actually have have this one because it's quite powerful.
So what other crystals?
So we both have lapis lazuli. There's aquamarine as well and celestite. These are three, the most common ones. What you can do, you can also, when you meditate and you lay down, you can also put this stone or this the crystal on your throat chakra as well to help to unblock.
You know, I will tell you a secret. I hope nobody is listening. when I went to a healer a little while ago, she told me that out of all chakras, I actually have blocked throat chakra, which was the biggest shock to me because I speak my truth, I express myself and do so many things to open my throat chakra. And I asked her, like, how is this possible? I said, I never lie. I already do all those things for self-expression. And she told me that I hold a secret. And since then, I'm trying to figure out what kind of secret am I holding? Like, I'm curious. At the same time, I'm not sure if I want to know.
So I hope you will reveal this secret to us.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, guys, tune in for the next episode. Then we all will sit down and listen to the secret, the big secret that I will reveal. I don't know what it is yet, but you guys will be the first ones to know.
Great. I can't wait.
Same. Would be really nice to unblock this chakra.
Everything will happen in its own time, for sure.
Exactly. It's all happens in divine timing. Let's just take off the pressure of things. Everything happens the way it's meant to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. In the meantime, while you're actually trying to figure out what the secret you hold.
it's hilarious. Like I am holding a secret and I don't know what the secret is.
Yeah, so why don't you do some neck stretches as well? That's another way of helping to unblock the chakra. Okay, right. Yoga, guys, especially fish, asana, shoulder stand, and obviously whatever your yoga instructor will recommend to you. Another way to open the throat chakra is Reiki healing session.
I think it will be good to do a separate episode just talking about Reiki. What is Reiki? How does the healing look like? And then we can both talk about our experiences. And I can tell them, when you did the Reiki session on me and how really powerful it was. I don't think I really like believed it 100% until I actually physically felt it on my body. So yeah, guys. Pasha actually does distance Reiki. So if you are interested in getting your chakras aligned, hit her up.
Oh, if you're interested, obviously let me know. We will figure something out. Okay, the next way of helping our chakra to open is to like do the mantra or journaling, because obviously if there's an issue with expressing ourselves verbally, we can still express ourselves through writing. Aromatherapy, piece of burning essential oils, candles, incense sticks, and for the first time, there's no sandalwood recommended to unblock the chakras. Yes, so geranium, jasmine, sage, peppermint, eucalyptus, lavender, frankincense. Another way, repeat positive affirmations about authenticity, about the truth, about speaking the truth.
Some affirmations for unblocking your throat chakra. I speak my truth. There is power in my voice. There is healing in my words. There is wisdom in my voice. I live an authentic life. I live my truth. I am authentic. I am lovingly expressing myself. I resolve any challenges with love. I am connected with my body. I love communicating with others. There you go.
What can help us also is drinking teas, peppermint, cinnamon, elderberry tea, and also food. Or maybe fruits like blueberries, blackberries. These are great mindfulness meditation, guys. And also, what's probably very pleasant.
What is it, Pasha? What
singing. Singing.
If you think that it's very pleasant, then you clearly haven't heard me singing.
Well, but, you know, singing in the shower, it has to be like a regular, because, you know, if you work on your vocal cords, you can remove the blockages on throat chakra as well. So, yes, morning shower singing, evening shower singing, or afternoon shower singing, guys, why not? Why not?
Because I love people and I don't want to punish them.
Oh, okay.
Well, my apartment is pretty like soundproof, so maybe I'll get away with that here. And that's it for today, guys. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. If you have, please head over to iTunes, leave us a review. That would really help us out. And in the next episode, we will be talking about another very interesting chakra. What chakra is it, Basha?
It's the third eye chakra.
Third eye chakra, guys. So make sure you tune in and we will catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.